Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Sometimes I live in the country. Sometimes I live in town. Sometimes I take a great notion to jump into the river and drown.
At 5 p.m. Saturday, the 28th of January, WASD Radio Rounders, the Historic American Week Acoustic Trio, made up of Michael Eck, Tom Lindsay, and Paul Bowtie Jossman, will be opening the Millbrook Arts Group's 2023 Winter Concert Series with a program of American favorite ballads drawn from Pete Seeger's 1961 book of the same name, as well as the series of albums that preceded and accompanied it. The two-hour program will naturally include lots of fun, sing-along songs, but also address various aspects of Pete's life and work. For the Winter Concert Series, they'll get the Hammerhead Horns with New Orleans street tapper Chance Bushman and 20 Feet from Stardom vocalist Janice Pendarvis. Millbrook Arts Group's programmer Bob Button joins us this morning. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Well, hello, Joe. How are you today?
I'm well. Very nice to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us. We also
welcome... Yes, on a bucket list.
What's on a bucket list?
The fact that I'm on this program.
Thank
you so much.
Well, that's good. Well, don't kick the bucket. And that's very nice of you to say. I appreciate that. Michael Eck is a WASD Radio Rounder. He is a dear friend to this program and to me personally. And I thank you very much, Michael, for being here as always.
Yo, things are always better when I'm hearing your voice. So good to hear you this morning. And hello, Bob. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good.
All right, so let's go to Bob first and talk a little bit about this winter concert series, the Millbrook Arts Group, and how this came to be and putting this whole thing in line for us.
Well, it all starts with when my wife retired, we decided to move to Millbrook, New York. She's native, and we moved down from the Albany area, and I got involved with the arts group. It's a not-for-profit. They provide concerts, actually concerts on the street in the spring. They have a band shell in the summer, and we do a festival in the fall. And the winter concert series, which starts this week, is presented at the Millbrook Library. And they have a beautiful gallery space there, can accommodate between probably 60 and 100 people. And we do these concerts every year. This year, we're going to start with the Lost Radio Rounders. I think it's really important when you present a concert that there's at least an educational component that you're able to, learn something about Pete Seeger in this particular case on the way out the door. And the nice thing about it is, due to the fact that we have a lot of benefactors, we raise money through a 50-50 at our summer concerts. Plus, we have some local people here who have been incredibly generous that these concerts are brought to the people of this area and any area that wants to join us free. And there's also a reception at 4:30 to mill around with the artists a little bit. And then at 5 o'clock we start, and you're able to hit the restaurants by 7 that same evening. So, yeah, we have a beautiful winter concert series planned this year. As you had mentioned, with the Hammerhead Horns and Chance Bushman, who is that's going to be on the 25th of February. Chance is an amazing New Orleans street tap dancer, and the Hammerhead Horns, which I'm the trumpet player with, just a wonderful band. We play a little timey, some gospel, some ragtime music. And then the final end of the three-part concert series is with Janice Pendarvis, who you may not know the name, but it's very few people if you've ever seen live music or taped music. She is a background singer for everybody, from Luther Vandross to the Rolling Stones. And she's going to talk about her life. She's about ready to retire from NYU, and she's going to sing. So that'll be an amazing thing. So we have a lot to look forward to down here in Little Millbrook.
A lot going on, a lot to keep track of. I just want to give the website out so people can even read along as we go here. But I'll give it out at the end of the segment as well. But it's millbrookartsgroup.org. millbrookartsgroup.org. Michael Eck of the WAST Radio Rounders, give us a sense of what we can expect from your group on Saturday night.
Well, the first thing you can expect, Joe, is that Bob, as you mentioned, is a trumpeter. He's going to join us on a couple numbers, so we're very excited about that. Now, this show is based on Pete Seeger's American Favorite Ballads, as you said, a wonderful book from 1961, a series of albums that began in the late 50s. What a lot of people don't know is that Pete actually worked for Alan Lomax starting in the early 40s, at the Library of Congress Archive of American Folk Song. So before he'd even been heard as a songwriter or as such, he was listening to hundreds and hundreds of these old American folk songs and helping Lomax decide which are the best, which should be maintained in the library. So with American Favorite Ballads, he put together this incredible series. If you listen to all the albums, it's over 6 hours worth of solo material. And it's just incredible. And so we're able to draw from this really rich collection of mountain ballads, murder ballads, songs about bad men, songs about great people, all different kinds of stuff. And since Pete's from the Hudson Valley, you know, he lived in Beacon for so many years, we're really excited to be performing these songs down in the Hudson Valley.
What has it been like to, obviously you know this material very well, but what has it been like over the last several days and weeks to be working with it so intimately once again?
Well, you know, it's fun. We've been doing this particular show, Lost Radio Rounders. Tom and I played as a duo from 2009 on. We had Paul Bowtie Jossman join us 2 years ago. We've been doing this show probably almost since the beginning of what we were doing. And at various times, we sort of re-enrich ourselves, let's say. The past couple of days, I have truly taken the deep dive back into Pete Seeger, reading books, watching documentaries, listening to the music. And it never fails to excite me. In 2009, I had the great good luck to write a feature for Fretboard Journal magazine on Pete's iconic long neck banjo, had some sidebars on his 12-string on the banjo book that he wrote, and Tom Lindsay took the photos. And then when we brought Bowtie into the fold, Bowtie actually learned from that book. That's how he began playing banjo himself. So it's just been so enriching to take that deep dive. We'll certainly share some facts with folks when they visit us on Saturday, as well as the song. So, and it's not a New York State law, but it's certainly a New York State suggestion that you have to sing along with these old folk songs.
Well, it's hard not to, right? I would think even if you
it's
don't...
It's hard not to.
Yeah. Even if you don't want to, you find yourself doing it, right?
What exactly. Exactly.
I'm curious as to for because they're new audiences and it's hard to believe, but Pete's been gone for a long time now of reintroducing even a new audience to this master and to the great work that he accomplished during his life.
It's fun though. You know, I think the world was pretty well aware of him while he was around. You are correct that people have already forgotten. You know, we're in a very fast moving world now, lots of information at us coming at us all the time, and these songs are a great way to keep in touch with our American past, our American history, the good things, the bad things, all of it is all wrapped into these folk songs. Pete talks a lot about the folk process and how the folk process made these songs really strong because so many people had their hands in them over the years. And that's why when they're presented to you, even if you're hearing for the first time, by the end you might be singing along, is because these songs have been crafted by so many people. He was very much about the fact that music was made by people, not by performers. And that's part of our focus with this show.
Bob, your thoughts on that?
Well, Oh, I think it's just an incredible, it's almost coming back for me personally. I remember being first, second grade. We had a music teacher who would travel between schools to come in and teach. And, you know, we were always singing, even though I didn't realize it at the time, we were always singing Pete Seeger tunes. And then, you know, step back when I was starting to study music, I couldn't believe we were listening to this stuff when I was in the first grade. And it's got a, it's got an essence that you just can't shake. It's an amazing amount of heart and, as Mike said, like a historical perspective that once you start to read the lyrics and look at this stuff, I think it's going to be a very enlightening program for anyone who wants to attend on Saturday. I really do. It's going to be a lot of fun. One of my favorite records in my collection is Bruce Springsteen's take on the Seeger Sessions. Wonderful, wonderful. You know, that has influenced me ever since I heard it, and it was quite amazing.
Again, the concert. Go ahead, Mike. Michael, go ahead.
I was just going to say the songs on that Seeger Sessions record are largely culled from the same group of songs we're pulling from the American Favorite Ballad.
Right.
And if I may be so bold, I think all of the acts Bob is presenting in this winter concert series can trace and influence back to Pete Seeger.
Well, go ahead, Bob. I assume you agree with that.
No, absolutely. It would be very simple to say he was one of the greatest Americans to ever live, but you know what? He is in the fabric of this country, and there's no denying it. And, you know, I recall all of the PBS specials when he passed, and it was really – it's you don't realize that what an influence the man had. You really don't.
An amazing event.
Great that we're bringing this to light.
Absolutely. It's an amazing event taking place on Saturday, January 28th at 5 p.m. The Wast Radio Rounders will be opening the Millbrook Arts Group and their 2023 Winter Concert Series. It is a program of American favorite ballads drawn from Pete Seeger's 1961 book of the same name. And then the other events coming up, including the Hammerhead Horns with street tapper Chance Bushman and vocalist Janice Pendarvis coming up as well. You can find out about all of these events by going to millbrookartsgroup.org, millbrookartsgroup.org. Bob.
Very simple to find.
Yes.
You go to Main Street. There is only one street in Millbrook, the Main Street. And you go up two blocks, and it's on the left. You know, it's a beautiful facility.
Go to Main Street. Go to the left. MillbrookArtsGroup.org. Bob and Michael, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you both on the program. Be well.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.